800-585-5904. Thank you so much for joining us on today's edition of Your Health Matters. My name is Jonathan Greenhut.
And I'm Janice Marie. Have a happy and healthy day.
The Rangers.
I'm definitely with the Rangers right now.
Rangers are a lot more interesting.
To me, it's an easy question. It's all about the Rangers right now.
Or the Cowboys.
You guys got to be kidding me. Don't start liking the Rangers just now because they're kind of winning something, man.
Good thing we're talking both.
Hey, I am ready for some Cowboys football.
It doesn't matter who your favorite team in DFW is.
I get antsy waiting for the Rangers talk. I love it.
Get the most complete coverage of your team right here all day on 103.3 FM ESPN. Mike and Mike in the Morning, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. You know us. We know sports. Non-stop Cowboys coverage. Get it here. KESN-FM at KESN HD1. Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Another tough outing for the Yankees' A.J. Burnett. 9 runs on 8 hits, 3 walks in just 3 1/3 innings. White Sox beat New York 9-4. Burnett 0-4, a 7.80 ERA in 5 starts this month for manager Joe Girardi.
Didn't pitch well. It's the bottom line, you know. They hit his fastball and didn't locate it well enough and didn't pitch well.
Burnett is 3-10 in his last 15 starts overall. Yankees remain tied for the AL East lead with the Rays. Tampa Bay lost to Boston 3-1. Red Sox are 4.5 back in the division and 4.5 out in the AL wild card race. White Sox, who remain 3.5 back of Minnesota in the AL Central, awarded the claim on Manny Ramirez. That gives Chicago exclusive bargaining rights for Ramirez, who was put on waivers by the Dodgers. Twins doubled up the Mariners 6-3. National League, Marlins were all over the Braves 7-1. Phillies did gain some ground on NL East leading Atlanta despite Brad Lidge balking home the tying run in the bottom of the ninth. Philadelphia got the go-ahead RBI single from Placido Polanco in the top of the 12th, beat San Diego 3-2. Phils now trail the Braves by 2 games. Reds 7, Cubs 1, 3 home runs for Jay Bruce. Cardinals 4, Nationals 2. St. Louis trails NL Central leading Cincinnati by 4 games. Washington phenom Steven Strasburg will travel to the West Coast today for a second opinion on his injured elbow. An MRI showed a significant tear, and it's anticipated he'll need Tommy John surgery, which requires 12 to 18 months of rehab. Strasburg on having the injury at age 22.
It is what it is. In a way, it's good that it happened now instead of when we're going to the postseason or getting ready for a World Series. So, you know, it's a new challenge. You know, I want to be the best at everything, and you know, right now I'm going to be the best at rehabbing and, you know, getting back out here.
Steven Strasburg of the Nationals. Dodgers over the Rockies 6-2. D-backs shut down the Giants 6-0. Tim Lincecum lost his 5th consecutive start. NL wildcard. Philadelphia up a half game on San Francisco, 1 on St. Louis, 4.5 on both the Dodgers and the Rockies. Golf at the Barclays, the first of 4 FedEx Cup playoff events. Jason Day has the lead at 8 under. Tiger Woods is 4 strokes back. He's currently tied for 14th place.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriao here, live in the studio with Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. Welcome, everyone. We are happy that you are joining us this Saturday morning. Last week, I was out, so I have 2 weeks' worth of notes to go over today. We have so much to get to. Lots of sports medicine discussions in the papers and on television and on ESPN ticker. Lots of local sports medicine to talk about. And also, if you are accustomed to the show, we're going to take your calls as well. 214-787-1033. And the text, 71755. Don't forget, you can still and always text me your demographics, just a few characters saying who you are, where you listen from, and what you do for a living. We all get a big kick out of that. And you can also text in some questions as well. We have really a packed show today, and I always feel an obligation to take the phone, so I'm going to try to squeeze every phone call in that I possibly can. With that being said, all right, this is not Clarence. You here today?
Yes, sir, I am. Good morning. How are you, Dr. T.O. Soriel?
I am great. Stephen, how are you?
I'm a little on the tired side, but I'll get through.
All right. Well, it's 8:04. You better come on. You better snap. So, I don't even know where to start, Clarence. I must have 10 different subjects that I want to get to. I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to start with the simplest and work our way through to the most difficult subject. We also have a guest today, a little bit later in this hour and probably into the next hour, I suspect. So, I'm reaching back in my notebook. So follow me here, people. I'm reaching back in my notebook. Did you see that gash on Manning's forehead when his helmet came off and he got face masked?
Looked like it took a right cross from Mike Tyson.
Boy, I tell you what, they said it was a 3-inch gash, and he had 12 stitches, and whatever it was just not ugly. It was ugly. On television, it was just ugly. So why do I bring this up? This is common. It happens all the time. Maybe not necessarily with that mechanism, but football players get cut. Football players get hit in the head. But if you recall, in fact, 2 weeks ago, our show was on concussions. If you recall, I have been talking about the severity of concussions and how we should be taking them seriously for as long as we've been on air. But just to let you know that we have a long way to go on this topic, the ticker that goes on the bottom of the screen.
The scroll, the bottom line on ESPN?
Yeah, does it have a name?
Yeah, it's called the bottom line on ESPN.
Well, it's called the bottom line.
Yeah, it's
on
called
ESPN.
The bottom line.
Okay, the bottom.
You know, play on words. It's the bottom line. It's, you know.
But that is the official title?
Yes, sir. Okay. And it's even sponsored at some point.
Really?
Yes.
All right. So the bottom line on ESPN read this: that the title was Manning, and then it had a little hyphen, and it said, "X-rays show no evidence of concussion."
Which doesn't even make sense because an X-ray wouldn't show a concussion.
Ta-da! You know, it's how does something like that make it on television? Because what it does is it does exactly the opposite of what we're trying to do here on this show. It passes along incorrect information. X-ray is not going to show a concussion. I don't want mom and dad to go take their son to the emergency room to get an X-ray to make sure he doesn't have a concussion. That's not the test. So, if you are listening and if you've heard us talk about concussions, a concussion is an injury to the brain, and it does not show up on X-ray. It does not show up on MRI. It does not show up on CAT scans. Now, they do get MRIs and CAT scans to look for other things that may be associated with a concussion. They do get an X-ray to make sure there's not a skull fracture, but a concussion is a function problem with the brain. It's like, all right, I'm reaching here. It's like taking a picture of your computer and tell you that it doesn't have a virus. Here, let's take a picture of the computer and it doesn't have a virus. No, that's not how it works. So that was I wanted to get that first, and I'm probably going to talk about this again and again and again. They need to consult with me before they type that stuff up. Don't you think? Hey, how do we do that, Clarence?
You know what, let me jump on that. And actually, that kind of brings me to a question I was going to ask you to explain to the listeners and even to me. If you read on the bottom line, X-ray shows no concussion found, whatever.
Right.
Isn't that a part of the team doc's responsibility to make sure that whatever the release is correct and accurate when it's going out to the public?
Well, you know, you bring up a very interesting point.
Because you see it in football all the time. Well, and this is
and hockey. You see it in hockey, too.
You know, you get the X-ray shows, there's no muscle,
right.
And it's a muscle problem,
right.
But they use X-ray. It's like, even I know that much.
Right. Well, I think the issue is multifactorial. I think that the teams probably should be responsible, more responsible for getting out accurate information. But a lot of teams don't want to do that. It's probably the PR person who sent out that press release that X-rays were negative, and somebody interpreted that to mean no concussion. So it is probably multifactorial. One of the things that I'm very proud of with the Mavs and Mark and Casey Smith, our trainer, is we always send out accurate information. Hopefully you'll never hear bruised cartilage from us because that's just inaccurate. So part of the problem is that the team sends out a one-sentence press release that says X-rays were negative, and some media person interprets that to mean it was negative for blank, 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 blank.
But then there's a responsibility on the team physician to say what the X-ray was for and why it's negative. Am I correct?
Well, first of all, it's...
Because if
no,
I mean, you can't leave it up to Joe Blow Ryder in New Jersey to know what Eli Manning was getting an X-ray for. I mean, he's not the paid professional.
But this goes back to what we've been talking about, Sports Medicine 101. I think we should be teaching health in pre-K all the way through 12. We should be teaching health. And I think that who'd you call him, Joe Blow sports writer?
Yeah, Joe Blow. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Joe Blow's got some good stuff out there, actually.
Joe's a very popular guy. You hear his name all the time.
Him, John Doe, yeah. Jane Doe, they all run real close together.
Probably all went
good
to the
friends.
Same school.
Don't forget Joe Sixpack.
Yeah. I never heard that.
Have you ever heard of Sarah Palin?
No.
That's one of her favorite people. It's Joe Sixpack. Sorry to derail the show.
Yeah, you did. I can't believe you brought her name up. I can't stand her. But anyway, I always said I've tried to stay away from politics on this show. I've always tried to stay away from politics. But anyway, you pulled me into that. So let's get back to this issue. I think that the sports writers ought to be somewhat familiar with sports medicine issues, knowing that X-rays only show you bones. That is basic. That is 101. That is everybody knows that. And we've got a long way to go to teach people on concussions. Now, in addition to this very minor story, which we've basically taken up an entire segment on, in addition, there were some other things in the news. And I promise we're going to try to get to all of these sometime in the next couple of hours. In addition to your calls, this is Inside Sports Medicine after all, 214-787-1033. So Sidney Rice had hip surgery, and there was controversy at Vikings camp, and the controversy was stirred up by the media, I might add. Well, if they knew that he needed hip surgery, why didn't they make him have hip surgery after last season? We'll get to that. And the baseball pitching phenom blew out his elbow. What's Strasburg's first name?
Steven.
Steven. So initially, and boy, somebody's got egg on their face on this one. Initially, they said that it was a strained flexor tendon. And then he had to have more tests and saw another specialist, and it turned out that he had a ruptured ulnar collateral ligament. Common things occur commonly. All you had to do is watch the video, and you knew right then he blew it out. It's like, I don't know what. I'm a doctor, and I do it for a living. But you know that. I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, he tore his ulnar collateral ligament, which is a big deal if you're a pitcher. And the spin that's being put on this is that he'll come back stronger. Wow, this is a good thing. He'll come back stronger. This boggles my mind, people. This absolutely boggles my mind. He's going to have Tommy John reconstructive surgery, move the ulnar nerve somewhere so that it doesn't get involved in the scar tissue, and he's going to come back stronger, and people are putting a positive spin on this. I'm flabbergasted. You know what? It's going to take. He'll be out a year, and there's absolutely no guarantee that he'll come back stronger. Who was the guy from Dallas? Wood? Kerry Wood? Didn't he do the same thing? Yeah, and how has he been? How has he been since he came back?
Can't find him on anybody's roster.
Yeah, look, this is a devastating injury, and yes, the elbow becomes stronger because you're actually reconstructing it with something stronger than what was there originally. But the timing is not there, and the scar tissue is there, and the pain is. I don't know how you can possibly put a positive spin on an injury like this. So, with that being said, we've got lots more to get to. Haven't even talked about the Oregon high school football players who were locked in the wrestling cage. Did you hear about that?
I heard a little bit about it, and I can't wait to hear more.
Well, we're going
to
talk more about it when we come back after this break. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot, thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Doctors get pain too. They get headaches, muscle aches, and joint pain. And they have the same OTC medicines to choose from that we do. But they choose one most. Fact. The number one choice of doctors to relieve their own aches and pains is the medicine in Advil. More than the medicines in Tylenol or Aleve. One more reason to make Advil your number one choice.
Look for special savings on Advil at your local Walgreens store. There's a way to stay well at Walgreens. Use as directed. Based on a survey of doctors, doctors use claim among OTC pain relievers. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
At Miller Lite, we know there's only one thing Cowboys fans love as much as great Pilsner taste, and that's winning. 'Cause winning is way better than losing. You don't play to lose the game. Lose some, you lose some? Not when your team has 20 consecutive winning seasons. Ever heard of the Loser's Circle? It's the visiting team huddle at Cowboy Stadium. Loser, loser, chicken dinner? I'll stick with some Tex-Mex. Next! Dreaming about losing the lottery? What's that? Sorry, I'm busy dreaming about awesome stuff like Dallas cheerleaders. Are you in it to lose it? Then I'm out like good old Texas Stadium. So why lose when you can win with a great Pilsner taste of Miller Lite? Just look for specially marked Miller Lite packs for details and a chance to win a one-of-a-kind Cowboys experience this season. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of Texas 21 and older. Void where prohibited. Ends 12/31/10. For official rules, entry deadlines, and code without purchase, visit DallasCowboys.com/Miller Lite. Triple hops brewed Miller Lite. Taste greatness. Miller Brewing Company, Fort Worth, Texas. Great beer, great responsibility.
I've had my Toyota for 20 years. The engine and the transmission, they're all original. When the moon is closest to the Earth, it's about 225,000 miles away. I have 464, so in essence, I've been to the moon and back in my car.
Toyota to me is part of who I am. I'm a hard worker, I'm reliable, I'm dependable, and my car's the same way. I've been driving Toyotas for 30 years, since I was 16 years old, so this is a car that I trust. I feel that I'm safe in it.
While the quality of a Toyota may last, the amazing deals and selection won't during Toyota's National Clearance Event. Get $3,000 cash back on all new 2010 Tundras. Get zero APR for 60 months on a new 2010 Tundra Crewmax. That's zero APR for the next 5 years on the Tundra Crewmax. So hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota, quality to move you forward.
Cash back through TMS and GST. Financing with approved credit through TFS. See dealer or call 1-800-79-TOYOTA for details. Offer ends 9-7-2010.
Now, a Sports Center update live from the North Texas HondaDealers.com Sports Center desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. The Rangers widen their lead in the AL West with a 7-3 win over the A's. Tommy Hunter pitched 7 2/3 innings, striking out 4 on the way to his 11th win of the season. Josh Hamilton went 3-for-3, raising his major league leading batting average to .358. Here's Hamilton after the game.
It's better than 2 games or 1.5, but still we got to play, you know, our division a lot more rest of the way, so we don't get too ahead of ourselves and just focus on what we got to do every night and who's on the mound for the other team every night.
That lead in the AL West is now 9.5 games, and the magic number is down to 26. Texas sends out Rich Harden opposite Dallas Braden tonight in Game 2. Rangers also made a claim for outfielder Manny Ramirez, who was put on waivers earlier this week. They lost that bid to the Chicago White Sox because the White Sox had the lower winning percentage. Switching things to football, Cowboys get set for their 4th preseason game tonight against the Texans. Despite getting back to running and cutting, rookie wideout Dez Bryant will not play, and the coaches are leaning toward not playing him until the season opener. Wade Phillips was asked how long starters will play in the quote-unquote tune-up game.
If there are certain guys, and Jason Witten, I mean, if he's playing good and he's doing well, you know, I don't need to play him the whole game, you know. Other ones, maybe, you know, we'll see.
And SMU head football coach June Jones was rewarded with a 2-year contract extension. Jones guided the Mustangs to a 45-10 Hawaii Bowl win over Nevada, the Mustangs' first bowl appearance since 1984. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao here. Live in the studio, episode 337. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. Pretty soon we're going to take your calls, so start queuing up. 214-787-1033. Really lots to get to it in this episode. We talked in the first hour about, or the first segment about, how x-rays don't show you concussions. point number one. We're going to get to the Steven Strasburger story. Actually, we're going to continue with the Steven Strasburger story. Strasburg story. And by the way, I'm not the only one that needs to be corrected.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this out of the way.
Yeah, let's just get it out of the way right now, because I made a reference to Kerry Wood, and he had Tommy John surgery. And
you said, how has that worked out for him?
And you said, do we have a tape?
No, I don't have it. I said, it's hard to find him on anyone's roster.
Right.
And immediately, our SportsCenter anchor, Stephen Peters, says, actually, that's not true.
That is not what I said. If you're going to chastise me on the air, at least say what I said right. I said, actually, he's on.
No, you said, actually, that's not true.
Oh, but
then
but
you said, hold on. Then he goes, he's on, and he starts looking for it. And then I turn to the text toy, and we get two texts from, 6854 and 2872 that says he's with the Yankees. Now, let me just make this clear. When I made that comment, it was more of a sarcastic comment, meaning he's bounced around. He hasn't really been on. He's been on one team, then this team, and he hasn't done anything. But nonetheless, yes, he's on a major league roster. He's in the bigs. Okay, fine.
And it was
I'll make sure to be more literal with everything I say from here on out. And well, even that was facetious.
Yeah, I understand. And by the way, it's more than just two texts. There's a dozen texts that said he's with the Yankees, but that's okay. That's okay. Look, I didn't know either. The point I was trying to make is that there are some out there in the Washington, D.C. area that are putting a positive spin on this and saying, wow, that's almost a good thing that he blew out his ulnar collateral ligament so he can come back stronger. No, I can't put a spin on that. I can't put that positive spin on it. So
at one point, there was this whole thing about microfracture surgery being the end of a player's career, and now it's not that big of a deal. It's like, okay, if you go to get microfracture, you can come back and be a force, you know, within your sport and whatever you do.
Yeah.
So isn't that, I mean, but wasn't Tommy John kind of the same way? It's like if you had Tommy John, it was like you were sent to the glue factory, but now you have, you know, stats where there's nine pitchers last year this year on the MLB All-Star roster that had Tommy John surgery at some point in their career.
You raise a very good point in that prior to Tommy John surgery, if you blew out your ulnar collateral ligament of the elbow, which is and not rare injury, but it happens with some frequency. And it used to be a devastating blow. That was it. That was the end of your career, because we did not have a procedure in the world of medicine to repair that ligament. And that ligament is on the inside part of the elbow, and it is not a very big ligament in the big scheme of things, and it is responsible for stabilizing the elbow. If you throw overhead, you're probably okay. If you throw a little bit sidearm, then you need that ulnar collateral ligament. Well, prior to Tommy John's surgery, and by the way, we interviewed Tommy John on this show about 4 or 5 years ago. Great guy.
And he was actually on Galloway & Company yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah, and he lives in Arlington. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
He lives in Arlington, and so we have a baseball legend along with Nolan Ryan right here in Arlington.
Great guy. Absolutely great guy. It was a wonderful interview. It was one of my very first, and he made me feel very comfortable. Prior to that, we did not really have a procedure to reconstruct the ulnar collateral ligament. So what Tommy John's surgery was, and I guess this was back in the 70s, it is taking a piece of tissue from somewhere else and reconstructing it where the old ulnar collateral ligament used to be. And it's actually a bigger piece of tissue than the original ligament, and as a result, the medial side of the elbow actually gets stronger. But it's a stretch to say that just because the ligament is now stronger, that you can come back and throw just as hard. Now, if everything goes well, and, you know, these days there's a lot of athletic trainers and physical therapists and strength and conditioning coaches that are keeping an eye on the player. If everything goes well, you should be able to come back to your pre-injury level. But it takes a lot of work, and things have to go well. And that is not, gosh, that is not a reason to say, oh, I want to have Tommy John surgery. No. It's still a devastating injury with at least a year to come back from. So those of you who ask, what is Tommy John surgery? It is a medial elbow reconstruction, and Tommy John was one of the first
major stars to have this done. And by the way, he did have a complication at the time, but that's neither here nor there. He came back to win 20 games after that injury, but he worked hard to get to that. I wanted to make sure that we touch base on that. I also wanted to get back to the Sidney Rice thing, the Vikings wide receiver who ultimately had to have hip surgery. And there was debate in the media, a lot of the media types on television on our home network were wondering out loud why the Vikings did not force him to have this hip surgery earlier in the offseason so that he will be ready. Well, I'm going to give you the doctor spin on this, and I'm probably going to speak a little bit on behalf of the team side of things. Surgery is not an exact science, and things can go wrong. You can get infections, you can get blood clots, you can get scar tissue, you can get stiffness, and it doesn't always work. So let's just assume nothing went wrong, but it didn't solve the problem. So I don't think that any team or any physician is ever in a place to say, we're going to force you to have surgery. It is always left up to the patient. It is always left up to the player. He is going to get together with his confidants, with his agent, with his mother, with his family, and make the best decision possible. And probably the decision at the beginning of off season was, you know what, I'm going to try to rehab this. Well, the rehab didn't work. The rehab didn't work, so you got to go to Plan B, and Plan B was the surgery. It is okay to have a debate, but it was a debate that was one-sided because they did not have anyone representing the team or the doctor or even Sidney Rice. So I did want to mention that. This comes up all the time. I'm in the team physician business, and we have guys who have various ailments during the season, and we try to limp along till we get to the off season, and as soon as off season's over, the operating room is full. We got this and this and this. You'll see it with the Cowboys. Right after the Cowboys season is over, you get four or five guys that go in to have surgery. Well, that's because that is something that they've already tried this, they've tried that, and the next step is surgery. I think with the Sidney Rice situation, it was probably too early in the beginning to talk about a surgery that may or may not work. And by the way, just because he had surgery last week, I'm not sure that that will or will not work. Hip surgery still has a lot of question marks. This is Inside Sports Medicine, 214-787-1033. Also, text us, 71755. Lots and lots of texts coming in. A lot of this on the Tommy John surgery and the elbow. Good. I'm glad. Keep it up. Also, ask us your questions. So, Clarence, you sent me an email last week. Clarence? You sent me an email last week about rhabdomyolysis, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So this is a story that I wanted to get to, and we have an expert that's going to be with us in the next segment to talk about this, Dr. Robert DeMeff, who is the Director of Primary Care Sports Medicine at UT Southwestern and Children's Medical Center, also the past president of the American Society for Sports Medicine, and he doesn't like to talk about this, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Former team physician for the Cleveland Cavaliers, so we're going to have to ask him a little bit about LeBron. He's going to talk to us a little bit about this. He's one of the experts in this field. So here's the story. So here's how the story started. And right now, I don't have any answers. I'm not sure too many people have answers, but it is very relevant because high school sports just kicked off last night. Headline, 19 Oregon football players treated for rare muscle injury. I'm going to read this first part to you so you know where we're coming from. School officials, parents, players remained puzzled Sunday over what caused 19 members of a high school football team in Northwest Oregon to suffer muscle damage, which required three of them to undergo surgery. Now, the number is actually up to 24 players now. And as the story goes, they were involved in an immersion camp, and they were working out in the wrestling room, where temperatures reached up to 115 degrees, and this immersion camp apparently had to do with actually sleeping in the gymnasium. And several of them, 24 of them to be exact, pulled up with this rare muscle disease where there was muscle breakdown. And with the muscle breakdown, you get swelling and pain. And with excessive swelling and pain, you get this thing called compartment syndrome. And three of them ended up having to have surgery to relieve the pressure on the compartment syndrome so they don't lose their arms. Now, all three of them had a compartment syndrome release of their triceps. So as a doctor, if I'm putting this together, I'm guessing they were doing a lot of push-ups. Push-ups or something that that would stress the triceps area, push-ups, pull-downs, whatever. And for those of you who don't know what compartment syndrome is, we've talked about this on the show before many times with runners, something called exertional compartment syndrome, which is similar, except the onset is a little bit different. All extremities, arms, legs, are surrounded or enveloped in a fascia, which is a tight sleeve of gristle that is right under the skin. And it's not very forgiving. It's not elastic. It does not stretch. Well, the muscles are underneath this fascia, and if they are stressed and swollen, and there's no place for the swelling to go because the fascia is tight, well, then the swelling becomes so intense that it actually cuts off circulation. And if it cuts off circulation to that muscle, the muscle dies, and anything distal to that extremity is affected as well. I mean, it's a serious, serious problem. Hockey players, if you get a puck in the thigh, you can get compartment syndrome. We had a hockey player with the Stars a few years ago that had this. So compartment syndrome is a rare, it's almost always traumatic, but it can happen from exertion as well. Runners who have short, stocky, muscular bodies, when they go out and run for the first time of the season, they get this sort of thing. It's called exertional compartment syndrome. Well, unless that pressure is released, with exertional compartment syndrome, all I got to do is just quit and elevate, and hopefully the pressure will go down. But with trauma, unless that pressure is released surgically, it's an orthopedic emergency. So three of these guys ended up having to have surgery. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to ask Dr. Demeff what is going on? Why did this happen, and why 24, and could this happen here, and how can we avoid it? So with that being said, I promise you we're going to take your calls. I know the phones are going crazy, but I promise you we're going to take the calls. We're probably going to save the calls to the second hour. So you're absolutely correct in trying to line up 214-787-1033. Also, you can text me the question 71755. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you, this?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
Buy some Coors Light. Buy some right now. You could win free stuff. Free stuff is good. Silver ticket promotion. Football prizes and NFL tickets. Here's the part of the song where you hear legal stuff.
No purchase necessary. Must be a legal U.S. resident, 21 or older. Void in California and where prohibited. See rules at CoorsLight.com for details and how to enter without purchase. Ends October 31st, 2010. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
In conclusion, NFL tickets, Coors Light. Enter the silver ticket promotion.
Don't miss your chance to see the Randy Rogers Band live at Resist All Arena in Mesquite, Saturday, September 25th. Order tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Tommy Hunter picked up his 11th win on the year, leading the Rangers to a 7-3 win over the A's. Hunter credited the D behind him.
Felt good. You know, they made some plays again tonight. A couple plays being made and lowers the pitch count and able to go deep.
Rangers now own a season-high 9.5-game lead in the AL West. For those keeping tabs, the magic number is down to 26. The football Cowboys and Texans meet in the second-to-last preseason game. Wade Phillips was asked how long starters will play in the quote-unquote tune-up game.
If there are certain guys, and Jason Witten. I mean, if he's playing good and he's doing well, you know, I don't need to play him the whole game, you know. Other ones, maybe, you know, we'll see.
And in the Little League World Series, the U.S. Championship pits Waipahu, Hawaii against Pearland, Texas. That game follows the Chinese Taipei and Japan game at noon. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
Opportunity is beating down the doors at your North Texas Honda dealers. 10,000 new Hondas, clearance priced. Get yours at ntxhonda.com. Oh.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. Inside Sports Medicine. We've done a lot of talking the last 43 minutes. But I want to finish
sports,
up.
It's sports talk, though, right?
It is. Well, okay. Yeah, kind of. And we're going to take calls. I promise you we're going to take calls. Also the text. Don't forget to text us your demographics. We have been talking most recently about this incident with high school football in Oregon.
Initially, when the story broke last week, it was 19 kids that were hospitalized with muscle breakdown after an intensive immersion camp. And by the way, it was a first-year coach, so my guess is that was his first training camp. And that number of 19 has now grown to 24 athletes. And I was puzzled by this. I have some ideas, but I thought, why not get the expert? So joining us this morning, Dr. Robert Demeff, who is the Director of Primary Care Sports Medicine at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center and Children's Medical Center. I mean, I'm so honored that he's here. It's unbelievable. He is the past president of American Society for Sports Medicine and former team physician for the Cavs. Hey, Robert, how are you? You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, yeah, I can hear you now. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, first of all, I am flattered and grateful that you're on the show.
Well, thank you. Listen, I appreciate the invitation.
You're very welcome. Now, let's get right to this. Have you heard the story?
No, I have, and I think that you summarized it very nicely with your last comment that it's a first-year coach.
Yeah. So what did – you know, a lot of parents listen to this show. A lot of coaches listen to this show. A lot of trainers, although the football trainers are probably
working
this morning. But a lot of people who feel that this is very relevant are listening. What is the message here? What happened? I mean, this is very unusual.
Well, you've been around probably longer than I have, but we've both been around a long time. And you know, I think clearly what happened here, you had a first-year coach who's trying to develop, you know, team camaraderie. I mean, you touched upon it, that they were living in the high school in the wrestling room. Temperatures are elevated, trying to get the kids used to the heat and humidity to try to give them an advantage. And then he started working them out essentially too hard. And, you know, as you alluded to earlier, intense exercise will cause muscle breakdown. That's normal. But if you do it too intensely, then you can develop this situation that developed here, which is the exertional rhabdomyolysis, or the breakdown of the muscle.
What are the symptoms of this? So, I mean, how do you know that your kid doesn't have it or didn't have it?
Well, as you said, it's acute. It happens very quickly, and it's usually right after intense exercise. And essentially, the muscle breakdown swells the muscle, and as you mentioned earlier, the fascia is not very forgiving, and so essentially the muscles swell up, and as it swells up, they develop intense pain. The quotes were something like the kids felt like their arms were bursting or rupturing.
Wow.
And it's extremely painful. Elevation oftentimes will not improve it. It's over the course of time, if the swelling decreases, then usually the symptoms will go away, but sometimes the pressure remains too elevated, and as you mentioned, it becomes an orthopedic emergency, that if those pressures are elevated for more than 4 to 6, certainly 8 hours, you can cause permanent muscle damage and nerve damage. And, you know, by far and away, it's seen most commonly in trauma. You trained at Parkland, and
right,
you know that those trauma patients oftentimes will have significant muscle damage, and the surgeons have to release that compartment or cut that fascia to relieve the pressure.
Well, let me ask you this, because it entered my mind, and there's a quote here in the Associated Press where the doctor who was taking care of these kids said, "A few of the kids did admit that they were drinking protein shakes, but we really don't know what was in them." Do you think that there might have been a secondary factor? I mean, could these kids have been taking creatine and maybe not talking about it? Because we all know that that's one of the side effects.
It is, and I doubt that. If we look historically at what happened in this situation, and as best I can tell from talking with folks sort of around the country and some of my colleagues in Oregon, what they did was they basically made these kids essentially live in the gym for a week. They were doing intense workouts, a lot of tricep work, as you mentioned, dips.
Wait, they were there for a week?
Yeah, they were. My understanding is they were there for a week in preparation of training camp.
Wow.
Right, and so there's, you know, I understand the idea of trying to build team camaraderie, but they're doing high intensity exercise to exhaustion, meaning that, you know, you can do you can lift the weight 8 times, but not 9, and so they're doing intense workouts. They're doing 5 sets in a row to fatigue, and in this hot environment, it was, you know, you mentioned they raised the temperature to something like 110 or 115 in the wrestling room, and he's trying to get them in great shape for the football season. And so that clearly is the message, is trying to do too much too fast, too soon, and you know, in this situation, really too stupid. I mean, the guy
is
not understanding what he was, you know, the potential complications of doing something like this.
Well, my wife is the one that caught the story, and she's the one that brought it to my attention. And the first thing she said, and she's not medical, was, "Hey, he's a first year coach." That probably told me more than anything else in the article, is that this was a matter of inexperience. And I don't know if they had a trainer there, an athletic trainer. I would bet that they didn't. Well, I hope they did, but I bet they didn't, or else they wouldn't let this happen. Do you think that the 115-degree temperature was on purpose?
I think so. I mean,
to be. I mean, in Oregon, it doesn't get that hot, does it?
No, I must say I've never been to Oregon, but, you know, we've had a heat wave around the country. So, you know, I understand what the guy was trying to accomplish. But now, Tio, the other thing is what they did from a screening standpoint, and you can appreciate this, when people exercise, muscle normally breaks down. That's the normal response to exercise. And so our level of these enzymes called the CK, which is the same thing that gets released when you have a heart attack or damaged heart muscle, what they did is they screened them, and if their level is above 2,000, they sent them to the emergency room. Now, a bodybuilder will have a CK of 10,000 just from working out. A weightlifter will have a CK of 10,000 from working out. And so what they did was, if there was over 2,000, they sent them to the emergency room. If it was over 10,000, they admitted them for observation. Now, 10,000 is, in our sports medicine world, is, you know, we don't get too excited about that. When they start hitting 50, 80, 100,000, that's a little bit more of a concern. So,
but they would have to have other symptoms, too. I mean, the pain.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, excruciating pain. But they ended up screening all the kids because they were concerned about this, that there was some kind of epidemic, like, you know, like some viral infection or some kind of, you know, abuse, as you mentioned. But the reality is, getting back to the main point that you mentioned, it is an issue of an inexperienced coach trying to push kids that too far.
So how do you treat this? How do you, let me ask you. Yeah, well, how do you treat this? And now I've got a follow-up question.
Well, education is the treatment. You know, that's the prevention, is sort of say, listen, this is not the right thing to do. But treatment is essentially rest, ice, elevation, and usually things will settle down. But if the pain remains too great for a long period of time, then you do the releases, as you mentioned, to do the surgery. Now, my understanding is three kids had the surgery.
Right. All three were triceps. All three were in the triceps area.
Yeah, they're doing dips, push-ups, tricep exercises. So obviously those muscles are locally going to be most likely to be damaged. And but again, talking with some of my colleagues in Oregon, because we sort of discussed this as a sports medicine group sort of nationally, a lot of them think that it may have been done too soon, that they did not do actual compartment pressure measurements, involves putting a needle into the compartment, measuring the pressure, and seeing how high it is. But it sounds like they were like, well, you know what, we've seen this rash, let's get it taken care of, because as you mentioned, it can cause serious permanent damage to the muscle, leading to fatigue, atrophy, nerve damage, et cetera.
Well, it makes for an interesting story, and it's very relevant because high school football just started here. I covered our first game yesterday, and, you know, we do live in the heat, and we know that heat illness is a serious problem in Texas in August, and pretty much our coaches are well aware of the situation. Do you see much heat illness issues?
I think, as you said, around here, high school football is, you know, quite a religion, and the coaches are very knowledgeable. There's athletic trainers at most of the schools, and so they monitor the situation. You know, they change practice times. They practice early in the morning or late in the evening. They get the kids acclimated slowly to the heat, which is very important. So it's interesting. Here in Texas, you know, you don't hear a lot about significant heat illness in our high school football players. Where you see it is the mother or father who left their child in the car for 15 minutes, not recognizing, hey, this can get really hot and cause, you know, serious injury, including death. So, you've got an educated group of coaches, I think, here in Texas who recognize this, that it takes time, let the kids get acclimated, and usually they can do well.
So, speaking of not being from Texas, you moved down here from Cleveland. You had an experience with the Cavs.
Yeah.
Any stories you can share? Have you talked to LeBron since he said he's going to Miami?
No, I've not. I've not talked to LeBron. I've known LeBron since he was, gosh, a junior high schooler, because he used to come up to Cleveland to see us whenever he had an issue. But you know, it's you know, he made his decision that was best for him.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, and you know, Danny Ferry, you know, he's now no longer with the Cavs. He just signed with San Antonio again, and you know, a lot of things have changed there. And you know what? That's the nature of sports. You've been around a long time. Yeah. Things come and go, and players come and go. And
well, it's going to make for a very interesting NBA season. I think everybody's looking forward to this one more than any other.
Oh, I think when Miami comes to town, it'll be an interesting it'll be a hard ticket to come by. So I'll have to hit you up for a couple.
Well, they're here for Thanksgiving weekend, believe it or not, and my family is in, so you're going to have to get in line.
Okay.
Listen, Robert, this is Dr. DeMeff, Director of Primary Care Sports Medicine at UT Southwestern and Children's Medical Center. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll have to bring you back.
All right, thanks, Tio.
All right, bye-bye. That was informative. Clarence, did you catch on to this?
I'm sorry, I was trying to say goodbye to Dr. Demetrius. Did I catch on to what?
You know, and in a related story to what we were just talking about with these high school athletes and the muscle breakdown and the elevated CK, what was it that you were telling me, Clarence, about the Redskins?
Oh, Albert Haynesworth, defensive tackle Albert Haynesworth is suffering from rhabdomyolysis.
So that something similar.
Something similar.
Exactly similar.
It's muscle
breakdown
from the bone, muscle fiber breakdown from the bone. That's the way it was explained on ESPN TV.
There you go. There's an accurate explanation.
Well,
that's why
I couldn't wait to have you on today. Because I sent you the link as soon as I saw it. As soon as I got something to send you, I sent it to you to see what you had to say about it. And then you just said, great, we'll talk about it Saturday. So I've been waiting
with
bated breath.
So this is something that Dr. DeMeff mentioned just a second ago. When muscle breaks down, it releases certain enzymes. And interestingly, the same thing happens when you have a myocardial infarction, a heart attack. When the heart muscle breaks down, it also releases those enzymes. Now, the heart muscle releases a certain brand of CK enzyme, and that's one of the tests that they run when you go to the emergency room with chest pain. They run your enzyme levels to see if there are elevated cardiac enzymes. And if there are, then that's a signal that there was muscle breakdown and muscle damage of the heart. Well, the same thing happens with skeletal muscle, the striated muscle. There's always breakdown after you work out, but it shouldn't be that elevated. He was throwing numbers like 50,000. I mean, goodness, those are huge, huge numbers. And hopefully all these youngsters are going to do well. Hopefully this will not happen again. I was going to ask him about his thoughts on creatine. Maybe when we bring him again, we'll talk about creatine, because it is a supplement that lots of youngsters try to take or take, and they need to be very, very aware that it is associated with muscle breakdown as well. Wow. This was a full first hour. We didn't take a single call. I'm not sure that we've ever done that. What do you think?
You know what? I don't think we have either, but we can change that if they call 214-787-1033. We'll take your calls.
Or text 71755 along with the demographics as well. So one thing I wanted to, before I forget this, and I've been doing a lot of talking, I know that many high school referees listen to the show, and I have a couple of things to say. When the play's over, please blow the whistle. Please. One of the six of you, blow the whistle. Because the kids are taught not to stop until the whistle blows. And there were a couple of plays where the whistle never blew. All right, with that being said, you're listening to 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. This is Dr. T.O. Soriel. We'll be right back.
The pads are popping, coaches are spouting, and the preseason marches on.
John Garrett, Cowboys tight ends coach, joining us here on 103.3 FM ESPN. Is Martellus Bennett a good enough blocker that he allows you to play your two tight end offense?
Oh, yes, no doubt about it. Martellus Bennett can be a very effective blocker, and he's proven to be one.
Follow the Cowboys preseason right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older. that you can't do certain things anymore? Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists.